This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. First of all, the overnight crude oil market, 27 cents lower at 87.11. The Brent crude, a dime lower at 110.45. The December gold contract, $5.40 higher at $1,733.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.346 lower at 80.586. There was no electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade overnight. And on the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday, December wheat ended at 845 and a quarter, up a quarter. March wheat ended at 859 and three quarter, down three quarter. May wheat ended at 866, down a quarter. December corn on Wednesday ended at 741, down two and a quarter. March corn ended at 745 and a quarter, down two. May corn ended at 742, down a penny. January soybeans Wednesday ended at 1408 and a quarter, down 4.5. March beans ended at 1393 and three quarter, down 2.5. May beans ended at 1374.5, down 4.5. December soybean meal Wednesday ended at 427.90, down 17. January meal 423.30, down 15. March meal 414.40, down 18. December soybean oil Wednesday ended at 48.53, up 21. January oil 48.83, up 17. March oil ended at 49.27, up 15. December oats Wednesday ended at 370, that's down 6.5. March oats ended at 382 and a quarter, down 5.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn and beans lower and wheat slightly higher. Technical buying at the Board of Trade pressured corn and soybean values ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Northern Western Illinois grain dealers quoted corn bids 2 cents lower at 721 to 739. Soybeans were mostly 4 to 5 lower at 1373 to 1391. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids mostly 2 to 6 lower at 729 to 750. Soybeans were down 5 at 1393 to 1403. Corn bids in southern Illinois were mostly 2 to 4 lower at 713 to 757. Soybeans 5 to 11 lower at 1395 to 1423. Wheat bids were steady to 4 higher at 8.29 to 8.40. Illinois soybean processors, soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 14.20 to 14.28. The basis was then changed at 12 to 20 over the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.45.90 to $4.50.90. That's down $1.70. The Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 2 to 3 lower at $7.41 to $7.53. Basis unchanged at option to 12 over the December. Dry distiller grain was offered at $2.53 to $2.60, unchanged to $3 higher. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their corn bids 2 to 3 lower at $7.37 to $7.41. Basis was unchanged at minus 4 to option the December. Soybeans ended 4 to 6 lower at $14.07 to $14.41. Basis was down 1 to unchanged at 1 under to 6 over the January. New crop wheat prices were down 1 at 8.20 to 8.22. Basis unchanged at minus 31 to minus 30 the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal, East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 lower, at 7.46 to 7.56. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 cents with quotations at 14.28 to 14.33. Wheat closed steady at 8.34 to 8.35. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in northern and western Illinois on corn ranged from 724 to 761, and on soybeans, 1374 to 1390. Central Illinois corn contracts went at 734 to 755, with soybeans 1395 to 1405. In southern Illinois, contract bids to producers for January delivery on corn ranged from 728 to 770. The soybeans at 1397 to 1426, and June, July delivered soft red winter wheat from 805 to 822. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, December hogs ended at 81.75, up a dime. February hogs ended at 87.12, down 57. April hogs ended at 92.05, down 45. December cattle on Wednesday ended at 128.07, up 102. February cattle ended at 131.62, up $1.10. April cattle ended at 135.62, up $1.05. January feeder cattle on Wednesday ended at 147.37, up 132. March feeders 149.97, up $1.50. April feeders ended at 151.40, up $1.45. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending the session at 49 cents higher. Base price range of $70 to $75, a weighted average of $71.79. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt traded steady today at $49 to $53. Receipts in Illinois are very light, 9,030 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady with light demand and very light offerings. The sows under 400 pounds, 50 to 54. 4 to 500 pounds, 50 to 56. Over 500 pounds, 55 to $60. Today's estimated sow receipts, 300 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 43 cents higher at 81.70. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday was 431,000. A week ago, 434,000. A year ago, 430,000. Week-to-date total, 1,300,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, 128,000. A week ago, 121,000. A year ago, 131,000. Week-to-date total, 387,000. In the USDA estimated box beef cutout values, those values were firm on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Charged carcasses were 61 cents higher at 194.89, with select 53 higher at 174.37. We had 153 fab loads today and 30 trim loads. The choice to select spread was at $20.52. On Tuesday at the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville, they had receipts of 258 head. compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 higher. Holstein steers lightly tested. Slaughter cows and bulls traded steady. Choice slaughter steers 122 to 127. Select and choice 114.25 to 121.25. Choice Holstein steers at 105. That's selection choice, excuse me. 105 to 112. Choice slaughter heifers 122 to 127.25. Selecting choice heifers 120.25 to 121. At the Fairview sale barn, they had receipts of 351 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold steady. Slaughter cows $2 to $3 higher. Slaughter bulls not tested. Choice slaughter steers 121 to 127.50 with some high dressing to 128.25. Choice Holstein steers at 110 to 116. Choice slaughter heifers 121 to 127. Breaker slaughter cows $76 to $80. Boners at $67 to $72. Lean slaughter cows $55 to $60. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Wednesday: for butter, 169, down 1. For block cheese, 182.5, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 174.5, up 2. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 2071. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, 740. For January, 734. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, 740. And for January, 734. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, 1408. For January, 1403. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, 809. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 740, corn at Scottville, 740, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1408, wheat at Scottville, 809. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service Crop Specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company Crop Specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for your Friday, sunny, windy, and colder, high temperatures in the low 40s. We will have northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and colder, the low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high in the upper 30s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow Monday and Monday night. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Friday morning, and right now 38 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you at this time by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news this morning, the term lame duck session may not instill a lot of confidence in Congress' ability to get things done, but American Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Mark Maislin says the looming fiscal cliff means there are things that must get done this year. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has this report.
If you turn on the news these days, chances are good you'll hear someone mention the fiscal cliff. That combination of automatic spending cuts and expiring tax breaks will affect the whole economy, including U.S. agriculture.
The expiring tax provisions are critical. The estate tax exemption is scheduled to reduce from $5 million to $1 million. That will ensnare a large number of farms and impact the ability of farmers and ranchers to pass the farm on from one generation to the next. In addition to that, the capital gains tax rate is scheduled to increase from 15% to 20%. And again, for agriculture, farmers farming and ranching. It's a land-intensive business, and that will have a disproportionate impact on farmers and ranchers.
American Farm Bureau Federation Director of Public Policy Mark Maslin says agriculture would also be hurt by the spending cuts.
Some of those affect agricultural programs, conservation and commodity programs, as well as programs at USDA on the discretionary side, research, extension, education, rural development, and so forth.
But farmers and ranchers are also eager for Congress to move on the Farm Bill, because as of the new year, it will revert back to the 1949 version.
The full House has not taken up the issue, and we're hopeful that they will during this post-election session. And that will allow, if there's enough time, to get to conference this year. Otherwise, the Farm Bill has expired, and a number of the programs will have to be extended. They'll have to do something about the Act of 1949. So something has to occur with regard to farm policy, either completing the work this year or an extension of some sort into 2013.
Johnna Miller, Washington.
The leading Angus brand has increased the number of pounds sold since 2005, but does that really mean demand for the product is soaring? Cindy Campbell has the answer.
Cattle Facts analyst Lance Zimmerman says yes. While at Kansas State University, he helped develop a certified Angus beef brand demand index to answer that very question.
What we found was that certified Angus beef's product compared to choice gave it a lot higher demand increase over since 2002, essentially, compared to choice. You basically compare 2002 as the base year for each program. Whether that base year said that CAB was higher than choice or choice was higher than CAB, we can't really tell that from the research. But what we can tell is since 2002, demand for CAB outpaced choice.
The index points to a 70% increase in CAB demand over those 9 years, with choice up a modest 15%. Zimmerman says, historically, we didn't look beyond choice beef demand to decide if it pays to aim for high quality.
Well, today, we also have branded programs, and one of the largest, obviously, certified Angus beef. And so, you know, naturally, the next question is, how does the demand for a branded product change? And you bring in the other components of what aspects does a breed-specific brand program add to the value of beef in the consumer's mind? And so there was a need that was there and available, and the data was available, and the past research supported this as an accurate tool to measure demand.
It can be hard to make a direct connection between farm-level prices and retail beef price stickers, but Zimmerman says the relationship is clear.
And what's important for producers to realize is that demand ultimately starts at the finished product. For us, that's the product that's in front of consumers, the beef they eat, whether it's a steak, a hamburger, or a roast. And so as those consumers demand more of that beef from their retail store or their restaurant, then in turn, those stores demand more beef from their packers and processors. In turn, the packers and processors demand more fed cattle that meet those specific criteria, and ultimately trickles all the way down to the producer level. And so, yes, it is removed, but at the same time, it's definitely something we can't ignore.
For more information, visit cabpartners.com and search for Demand Index. Cindy Campbell reporting.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is launching a new website to counteract publicity by anti-meat groups. Factsaboutbeef.com attempts to dispel recent bad press, says National Cattlemen's Beef Association Communications Director Chase Adams.
We've got a lot of good information on there as it pertains to safety, nutrition, the environment, and animal care. Particularly, you know, as we look at some of these topics that have been hot-button issues lately, like Meatless Monday. On factsaboutbeef.com, you're going to find actual facts about a meatless plate and what that actually means.
Then again, cattlemen often complain those who oppose eating meat don't always stick to the facts when they tell their story.
So many of these issues are emotionally charged, and so the goal of a website like factsaboutbeef.com is to ensure that you've got the facts out there. And we've got facts from nutritionists, we've got facts from some of our environmental folks that can really rebut the information that you might be hearing.
The site is still under development, but it is online now. It is also being used by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to train members how to counter those who say beef is either unhealthy or negatively impacts the environment. Once again, the address, factsaboutbeef.com. The Extension Agricultural Engineers at the University of Illinois have been working on a cheap and easy biofilter for hoghouse fans. Todd Gleason reports they may have found a usable solution to keep down the smell.
The problem with biofilters is that they cost a lot. Too much, in fact. A pig farmer cannot afford to buy one and still make money. Ted Funk wondered if it might be possible to build one from things already on the farm, or that were cheap to buy and easy to set up. As it happens, the answer is a sweet-smelling yes.
The materials we're using for the container are mainly built around the a precast silo stave, so the 30-inch long silo stave, 10 inches wide, and it's something that you can pop together in a fairly short order. It doesn't require any poured and reinforced concrete. We're using fairly inexpensive materials for flooring, that is for this porous floor that the air comes up through. We're concentrating on things like wood pallets and chicken flooring, things like that, that are easily accessible, easy to work with, and fairly low cost.
It works, and Ted Funk says if a farmer were to contact him at the University of Illinois, he could provide enough design information for the farmer to build one. It'd be worth it, too. Here's how the biofilter does the job.
Well, a biofilter is just a layer of organic medium. Think of it as, say, wood chips with some compost mixed in. And what happens if that medium is kept moist, you get a bacterial film growing on the outside of those particles. You get a biofilm that's able to capture these odorous chemicals in the air coming from our ventilation fans, and they're able to use those as nutrients, and then what they spit out is something that doesn't have any odor, carbon dioxide, water. So they are able to, the biofilter is able to reduce odors typically 80% to 90%, which is almost magic.
It's almost magic because the smelly air goes in, and when it comes out a few seconds later, it doesn't smell.
We designed these biofilters to have a retention time of, say, 5 to 15 seconds of the air in the filter. And that's, you know, an average retention. We call it an empty bed retention time. So, you know, it does take some time because a couple processes have to happen. First, those gases have to be adsorbed into that biofilm, that moist biofilm. And then the bacteria get a chance to work on them. So they're captured first in the biofilm, and then they're degraded into something that doesn't have an odor.
Funk says the wood chips in the biofilter should last about 3 years. The old ones, just compost now, could be spread like manure. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
According to the AAA, more than 39 million Americans will travel an average distance of 588 miles on the road for the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks to ethanol, the cost of that trip will be a little lower. In fact, assuming an average mileage of 22 miles per gallon, it's estimated the average American family that travels by automobile over the Thanksgiving holiday will save more than $29 on gasoline purchases because of ethanol. A controversial plan to build the largest dairy in Illinois has been put out to pasture, according to state officials Tuesday. The Illinois Attorney General's office announced a proposed settlement in which the owners of the 5,500-head dairy plant near Galena will clean up and leave to the joy of local opponents. The agreement would end a four-year legal battle between California dairyman A.J. Bose and a group of area residents who have fought the, quote, mega dairy. Leah Summers of Summers Gate Farms near Vandalia is the guest on the Saturday Farm Show. We'll talk about the training clinics they have for horses and riders, including one for colts. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:15 on WSMI FM 106 and Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on WSMI AM 1540. Another reminder, the first hay auction of the year will be held on Saturday, December 1st at the Madison County Ag Auction near Fosterburg. That will start at 11. An abbreviated day of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade today. It gets underway this morning about 9:30, and we'll have the opening commodity prices for you at that time from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.